Hey guys, we're the Hard Time Strongman podcast, Training Up a Bear Class of Man. And today we're continuing our expansion of communication with our episode on Morse code. So last time we dug into communication, we talked about tap code. This is along the same lines. This is a way of, a very basic way of encoding information.
This is tap code's big brother.
Yeah. So this was, initially developed, or an early developer of the system was Samuel Morse. And this was is a standardized way of encoding text as a sequence of two signal durations called dots and dashes. So this is seen internationally in maritime, aviation, amateur radio, in some early pop culture movies. Everyone knows SOS.
Oh, yeah.
Deet, deet, dot, 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 deet, deet, deet. If you've... I'm pretty sure everyone's heard Morse code. Just, it's a very distinct sound. And you may not, know what it means or understand it fully, but it is, it's been very disseminated, just through, culture at large. It played a huge role in the early development of actually just transmitting information because it uses very little, energy in order to transmit over a very long distance. I mean, you have guys who are using Morse code across continents talking to people. And once you get proficient in it, you can actually communicate very quickly. It's kind of insane.
If you haven't already, go look up one of the videos of like one of those high speed RTOs, the original RTOs, the radio telegraph operators.
Says the old dudes. Yeah.
Going to town on that transmitter, just transmitting Morse code. It is insane. And if you ever listen to that stuff, unless you know Morse code, it is very hard to keep up with that.
Oh, it's gibberish, man. I just remember this old dude just sitting and had like the legit tapper just on his desk. Yeah. He was just drinking, just like freaking going to town. It was insane.
Oh, yeah.
But it is still seen today. Obviously, it's not as prevalent. We're in the digital age. We can send out a lot of information, quickly and, without a lot of energy draw. But, back in the day, this was the gold standard.
Yes. And
it was used a lot in,
yes,
in the services, aviation, like I said, maritime, with the navies. It's a really interesting system because we talked about tap code and how that could be, used person to person. It could be used, over a, decent distance, in like POW camps and that sort of thing. But Morse code, you're relying on either the sound because you have to be able to differentiate between, the dot and the dash. So the different length of the report, and you're relying on light. You have like the shutter system for those high beams that they had, mm-hmm, on Navy vessels. But I don't know, man. It's something that I haven't learned how to do yet. I'm trying to learn right now. One of the links that we'll give you guys in the IG post and in the description of everything is to something called Morse Mania. It's a game on your phone, but it's a lot. And that's one of the drawbacks I heard, in researching this, is a steep learning curve.
It is. And it's been almost 20 years since I've even had to remotely use it. So even now, like if I try to listen to it, I'm just going to be like, yeah, man, I need somebody else to, can you slow that down? I need somebody else to translate this for me. But yeah, I mean, like you said, this has been in use since, actually 1838, Samuel Morse and his buddy, Alfred Vail. So Samuel Morse and Alfred Vail invented this back in 1838, and it's still in use today. Think about that, guys. That's a long time of dis and dos. A long time. And back then,
so it went over a couple of revisions,
right,
from the original, right, what they came up with. But
yeah, and I mean, it took almost like 15 years before even Europe picked it up, because it was just, at the time, it was revolutionary, Mm-hmm. It was one of those things that could actually bring continents together. Like you could get, because before, we were relying on what, messengers, Pony Express, like letters. And now we can instantly reach out and
it was able to utilize the telegraph just like to an insane degree. And something also that I read while researching is kind of funny because the transcription device that they had for it. So when it would come in, it would, depending on the electrical signal, it would, you know, tap a sheet of paper that would, you know, transcribe on it. But the guys that would, you know, transcribe and everything got an ear for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't even read the paper anymore because they heard the sound of it hitting the paper. And they were able to translate before the guys who were actually reading it could, you know, could write it down. I mean, it's it's pretty insane. And then, you know, like we're talking about, you have guys on amateur radio who are just listening to the tones and just speed running this crap. It's insanity.
Right. And I mean, aside from like a minor update back in the late 30s, the International Morse Code has not changed at all since its inception. So we've gone, I mean, we're going on almost 200 years of Morse code.
Right.
Without it, without really anything changing. So we went from Pony Express, Morse code, to now we have freaking like instantaneous text messaging and like chatting apps all over the place, like WhatsApp. Well, I was
gonna say just the amount of information that we can send now is it's insane.
Like actual I could send you War and Peace right now through this chat room and
I'm watching a video, like I'm talking to you. I can see you talking in real time, hearing you in real time. I mean that could it would have been completely unheard of back then. Like you said, for the time, absolutely insane. And we wouldn't have what we have now, you know, without that foundation.
Right.
So pretty cool. Something. So when they were setting, you know, when they were, you know, laying this foundation, right, for this mode of communication, you know, it had certain rules. So there were standardized timing and spacing rules.
This podcast is sponsored by Blackbeard Firestarter. Blackbeard Firestarter has been our first choice in Firestarter since they introduced their Firestarter rope years ago.
Blackbeard offers their fire starters, their fire plugs, arc lighters, ferro rods, stormproof matches, everything you need to get a fire started.
Their products are made right here in the U.S., wind and waterproof, have an insane burn time, they're basically dummy proof.
And help you out, Blackbeard let us cherry pick from their store everything that we want, everything that we thought you needed to get a fire started, and we call it our Hard Time Strongmen Fire Kit. On top of that, they're also offering a 15% discount on anything in their store when you enter code STRONGMEN at checkout.
We can't recommend Blackbeard enough. They stand behind their products, and so do we.
Be sure to check them out at blackbeardfire.com and on Instagram at blackbeardfire. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. And now a word from our newest sponsor, Granite Rifle Group. Granite Rifle Group is a precision rifle company owned and operated by a USMC veteran. You've probably heard him on our show.
Granite offers turnkey rifle solutions built around your field use with plug-and-play upgrades available to tailor your rifle for your specific needs. GRG offers simple rifle kits or complete custom builds available to suit every need, from the weekend target shooter or hunter to the long-range precision rifleman.
Granite Rifle Group is all about putting high-quality precision rifles into the hands of Americans to extend the reach of the American rifleman. And when you use the code STRONGMEN at checkout, you'll get 6.9% off your order. Nice.
Nice. Check them out at graniterifelegroup.com or find them on Instagram at granite_rifle_group_LLC. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.
Where, you know, it's so dots and dashes, dits and dahs, same thing. But the standard for this, so because the actual length of time for one dot or the dot, you know, can vary from person to person in a conversation based off their skill level, the signal strength, what they're using, whatever conversation that you are in, that is the standard unit of measurement. So one dot is the standard for that conversation. Now, a dash, the long tone, is three times the length of a dot. So dot, dot. Each dot or dash is transmitted, followed by a space, and that silence is equal to the length of one dot.
Mm-hmm.
And then letters are followed by periods of silence equal to three dots or one dash. And once you're done with a word, that's seven dots. So, sounds complicated, but when you're in this and you're learning and you're communicating with people, it's, you know, you're not like counting spaces, right? It's more intuitive when you're actually in it and communicating with people.
Yeah.
But that was really interesting to me that was the unit of measurement, because, you know, it's not like this is going slow. Like when you know, those RTOs that are actually know what they're doing, like they're flying. I mean, and to think that, you know, not just going auditory, but, you know, guys that are actually transmitting light. So like with the shutters on the, not high beams, but, you know, like the floodlights that they have, like, so just the amount of information that we can process
mm-hmm.
and, you know, transcribe in real time is really interesting.
That was fun. I was actually using this entire like list of audio files for each letter, like listen to them to an order and see how many profanities I could figure out before you stop talking. I made it through quite a few.
I hate you. That is actually a good point. So we will find some royalty-free tones for you guys so that you can actually hear what Morse code sounds like.
So here's the beauty of it. It's Morse code, so it's all royalty-free. It's not like it's lyrics. Like you can't put a royalty on letters or numbers.
That's right. I meant just like something that we can share just so they have the entire alphabet numbers laid out.
I mean, if you want the entire alphabet, I've got it right here. I got the entire alphabet. Numbers, though, I mean, that's a different story.
Dave, I'm saying we'll play it for them.
Oh.
In the magic of post-production.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'll say. I've got everything, so.
Okay, do pros and cons.
What now?
Do pros and cons.
Okay, so pros and cons. Like you mentioned earlier, Morse code does not require a lot of energy, quite literally, just to make each individual dits and dots. That's exactly how much energy you're using. And when it's not like transmitting, so there's a space, there's no energy being used up. It's also internationally recognized and used across pretty much every single country. Like if you start blipping out either Morse code on I forget what are those called? Sounder. Not a sounder. It's a have fun editing this out. The key. The transmitter. Ah, God. I swear I'm not drunk.
Trying so hard.
So I know. So if someone's out there and they're just going to town on a transmitter, like or you can even use this with light. So mm-hmm. you can use Morse code with light. It's very easy.
Well, and because it's international, right? So you have international distress.
Right. SOS. SOS, yes. And everybody recognizes this SOS. Like
dot anywhere.
Yeah.
And
you can walk into any mall in America and be like, hey, you know what SOS means? And they'll be like, yeah, we're somebody's in trouble. A ship's going down. Like, duh.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's seen Titanic, you know, spoiler alert, the ship sinks.
There's more than enough room on that door. I still don't get that.
There was, she was just a greedy. And once he fell off, he ended up, you know, reviving into Inception.
And she had that jewel the whole time. That could have completely changed her, you know, her family's well-being. And she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw it.
Like I said, she was greedy, just putting it out there. But no, like, it's pretty easy to cut through the loudness of even the loudest radio room with Morse code. Like, that thing starts, like, just going to town on a sounder.
It's very distinctive.
It doesn't sound like
anything else. I think that's what gets me is that it's just, you know, everybody recognizes it because it doesn't sound like anything else. It's not going to
like, yes, that is Morse code coming through. Exactly. Exactly. So even in adverse conditions, low visibility, a lot of interference, it's still going to cut through like that, that those sounds or those dissonance are still going to cut through everything. Now the cons, this is the hard one. It is holy crap, a steep learning curve. It is a steep learning curve, but thankfully these days we actually have aids that will help you learn this stuff, help you memorize this, because it is a lot. It is a lot to learn, to remember, to recall, especially in the moment. Absolutely. It is a lot. So there is a steep learning curve for beginners. You are reliant on manual input. So prior to automation, like prior to being able to just like tap it into your laptop and then it transmits that way in Morse code, I've seen that done. That's cheating, by the way. Don't do that. Learn. If you're going to do it, do it. Don't be one of those guys. I mean, you can, but don't. Yeah. Prior to automation, like you literally had to, like we talked about earlier, you know, look up those old guys just going to town, like earpiece to their ear, and they're just like on that little freaking transmitter. They're just going, you know. There's also a slower transmission speed compared to, say, text messages or emails or video chat. Like it's a lot slower because you're having to spell out.
Well, the speed's going to vary greatly from transmitter to transmitter.
Correct.
You know, that's a huge thing.
Yeah. And it's also limited use in everyday communication. Like there's, you know, I'm not going to walk up to somebody on the street and start spelling out like, you know,
what I was going to say. So it's like tap code.
Oh, your audio cut out bad there. I could not hear you. I'm sure it was coming through. Last thing I heard was tap code. And before that, nothing.
Oh, weird. I was just saying like, it's like tap code, you know, you're going letter by letter. So that's not
correct.
You know, you don't have a lot of great, you know, usability in the day to day.
No, it's a slow process. It's a slow process. And, you know, since you mentioned tap code, it is very, very similar to that. Like just the basic principles of encoding your messages. It's just a sequence of signals. It's a sequence of taps, you know, and the utilization of the patterns is very similar. Like I have a chart that I'll upload for all you on Instagram that'll show you exactly how easy it is. Well, not really easy, but how, I guess, simple is the correct word. Simple it is to understand how the dits and dahs correlate to the actual letters. Like it'll actually have the dits and dahs on the letter, and it's a little bit easier to learn that way.
A little more intuitive.
Correct. Yeah. And we did mention both tap code and Morse code have had extensive use in the military. Like this is Morse code has been going on in every war since its inception. Like we use it for radio transmission. It's just out there. If, say, a sub or a ship's radio communication goes down, like you're not getting like main messages through your antenna mast, you can still do Morse code. You can still do it visually with lights. You can, there's still the option of like, I mean, hell, if you're on a ship, you could tap it on the hull and it'll transmit through water to the other ship if it's close enough.
Well, and so that's the tough part with Morse code is that you need to be able to transmit both, the short and the long.
Correct.
Symbol, right? But there's another saying that if you're in a bind, you can't designate, you know, one sound over another.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like you can get creative with it.
Right.
But.
Yeah, and like you mentioned earlier,
steep learning curve is a little complex, you know, so
it is
like tap code. If you're using this as a, you know, as a, you know, relied upon means of communication, you're going to have pro words, you're going to have different, you know, abbreviations or things that make, you know, transmitting easier, because going letter by letter, word by word, you know, it takes forever.
I mean, it's very much like, you know, oh God, what do we even call that? When somebody, writes like TY in text messages. Or LOL. Abbreviations.
Abbreviations.
So Morse code still has abbreviations. Like people will type out TY for thank you, PSE for please, stuff like that. It's there's universal letter combinations, abbreviations that people understand as this, because it is a pain in the butt, like you said, to type out the entire word.
Yeah. OM, on the move, WC, will comply, you know, it's general stuff.
RGR, Roger.
Right. I mean, just things that, you know, whatever group, whatever you're working with, you'll have to set up your own SOPs, right? But that's part of the whole communicating with people, working with people, community. Yeah, we'll keep beating the dead horse till something changes.
Right. But, I mean, it hasn't in almost 200 years, so I doubt it's going to change now.
Yeah. But did you have anything else on this, man? I know it was a short episode, but
no,
this is
not really.
This is something where we aren't going to be able to teach you in one episode just because it is a tough sell learning Morse code.
And honestly, this isn't something that we could really teach you over audio like this. It does require you to actually go and like visually look and get involved with it and actually have a tactile like learning lesson with this. Like you can sit here and tap it on the desk or you can tap it on somebody's shoulder or something, but like you're literally going to have to learn this on your own.
Right. But like you said, we have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of references that we're going to be listing. We have a lot of resources that we're going to be adding, not just to the IG, but we're going to start uploading to the Patreon, to the Discord, to the Substack. So we're just trying to get this information out there so that more people can get in on it. But
great.
Until next time, guys, for the Hard Time Strongman podcast, talking about Morse code today and cheering up a bear class of man. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.
The world is better with you in it. If you're feeling suicidal or if you're in crisis, dial 988 or reach out at 988lifeline.org to get help. Someone's always on the line. So if you need a lifeline, remember 988. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.